Hi, Anne. Thank you for calling and thank you for your patience.
Hi. My daughter has a daughter that is 9 months old, and they have conflicting. She does not want to give vaccines. He does. So they came up with a delayed plan, at least, of doing the vaccines. But she's wanting to know if you've heard of a product called Advanced TRS by Cosvia, I think, that's supposed to help get heavy metals out, or if there's anything that she could do before or after the shots. She's already doing vitamin D probiotics and vitamin C.
You mean daily. Before and after? You mean before and after vaccination shot, ma'am? Is that what you're talking about?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, here's what you might think of, because it's most likely to be the very safest, particularly for infants. And that is, if you remember now, only people, monkeys, apes, gorillas, guinea pigs, which is why there's such guinea pigs, and a very few other species on this planet of living things, don't make vitamin C in their own livers. Now, what that has to do with what you just asked is, if you give an animal anything that's toxic, including heavy metals in vaccines, that animal's liver goes into overdrive until it clears out the toxic material. You can look this up. It's been written about many, many places. Your local rabbit, your faraway giraffe, dog, cat, doesn't matter. A virus gets into the body, up goes the vitamin C production until the virus is gone. A toxin gets into the body, up goes the vitamin C production until the virus is gone. And letting us know that that was supposed to happen with us humans, the four enzymes that take blood glucose and turn it into, blood glucose and turn it into vitamin C, those four enzymes are all present in the animal's liver. Guess what? The fourth one is absent from the human's liver, and it's been tracked right back to the DNA where there's a mutation that does not allow it to be made. So, now, has anybody ever died of an overdose of vitamin C? Uh-uh. Because before we even get close to that, and by the way, adults are taking against cancer 50, 70 grams a day in an IV with no problems. But anyway, before we get close to that, when we're swallowing that vitamin C, which is what an infant would have to do, and yes, you can get it in a powder and put it in a liquid and all that sort of thing. If it's too much for that little gut, or even an adult gut to handle, what Linus Pauling pointed out to us is we start getting gas and loose bowels. And if the infant's old enough, mom and dad are always accustomed to what's there in the diapers. And if it starts getting loose or the kid gets gassy, we're giving the child too much vitamin C. And at least too much vitamin C for its gut to handle. And if its gut can't get to handle it, then it's not going to do any good. So we have to work up to that limit. Linus Pauling calls the bowel tolerance level. Now, there's some practical, I'll shut up in a moment here about this. There's some practical evidence on this. Let's see, World War II, battery plant workers in Texas. What were batteries made out of? Lead. And these battery plant workers, they were accumulating too much lead. So the doctors actually had some sense. And instead of doing chemicals, they had them all take a bunch of vitamin C, as much as they could tolerate. And what do you know? Much more lead appeared in the urine, and their lead levels went down in the blood. I did not say they disappeared, because they continued to work in the battery plant. But there you go, ma'am. It's the safest thing you can do for a child to detox it.
Okay, vitamin C.
To the tolerance of that child's bowels, yes. And it's supposed to be spread out, some in the morning, some at lunch, some at dinner. You know, not all at once.
Okay, and if they do that, I mean, she's doing some every day, but especially then, like 1 to 2 days before and after? Or?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And if there's anything toxic in there, that's what the vitamin C is designed for in all of nature, except for us mutants. Sorry.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the Advanced TRS?
No, I have not, ma'am, but I'm quite confident that vitamin C is safer than anything else.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, and I hope that's somewhat useful to that little one.